This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of January 14th, 2018. Last Tuesday marked the first day that same-sex weddings could occur in Australia without a waiver. And just minutes after midnight, couples across the country tied the knot. In South Wales, Glasgow Commonwealth Games sprinter Craig Burns and his partner, fellow athlete Luke Sullivan, wed just minutes into January 9th. Burns said, quote, "It's another way to show your love and appreciation of your partner in front of the people in your life," end quote. Brisbane couple Jack Vassen and Terry O'Hallahan had the same idea, celebrating their seven-year relationship by marrying at 12:01 a.m. Vassen said, "For me, to be able to say Terry is my husband is so special. But it's not just an embarrassment. It's just a normal part of Australian life now." Nearly 62% of Australians voted in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage in a voluntary postal survey last November. Legislation allowing same-sex nuptials cleared in Parliament soon after. And here in the U.S. this week, the Human Rights Campaign Foundation and Equality Federation Institute released their annual State Equality Index, a comprehensive state-by-state report detailing statewide laws and policies affecting LGBTQ people. The report places states in one of four categories based on their pro- and anti-LGBTQ state laws. This year's report details the onslaught of more than 125 anti-LGBTQ laws introduced across 30 states during 2017. It includes proposals to grant sweeping licenses to discriminate, undercut marriage equality, and target the transgender community, including transgender children. There is some good news, though. Four states, Connecticut, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Nevada, all passed new bans on the practice of so-called conversion therapy this last year, bringing the total number of states with such bans to 10, plus the District of Columbia. And the number of states ranked in the highest category, working toward innovative equality, increased from 9 to 13 this year. These states include California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. There are still 26 states that are marked in the lowest category, titled High Priority to Achieve Basic Equality. And here locally, on Saturday, January 28th, the North Bay LGBTQI Families will hold the second annual Family Formation Symposium at Social Advocates for Youth. This is an event sponsored by a grant from the LGBTQI Giving Circle of Sonoma County and generous community donors. It's a free day of workshops for LGBTQI families and prospective queer parents, as well as LGBTQI youth and elders looking for community. The day begins at 9 a.m. and includes three blocks that include Build, Protect, and Advocate. It'll all take place on Sunday, January 28th at 2447 Summerfield Road in Santa Rosa. Admission is free. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.